AM 1150's Business Spotlight, I'm Tim Wahlberg. I want to talk to you about something that surrounds us all today. Unless you're in the middle of a park or green space, concrete is just about everywhere. Concrete is used for roads, buildings, freeways, and our homes. Also under our feet, sidewalks, pathways, and our driveways. But what do you do when that concrete of yours, I'm talking about the one that's on your property, that pathway or your driveway, when it starts to show its age, or it breaks down, or starts to crack, chip, or flake away? You can try repairing it yourself, grab a product off the shelf at the big box store, and get to work, and you might be doing it a few more times, a couple more times, maybe a month later, maybe a month later after that, maybe a month later after that as well, who knows? But you could also call in an expert too, and that's who we've got in the studio today. Harold Spring with Okanagan Concrete and the Cement Store right here in Kelowna. He's in our studios. And Harold, great to have you back. Thanks for coming in again.
Really great to be here. Just love it.
All right. We've heard this. I've heard you say it, and only, I think, people who've ever talked to you, and you'll say it, and it's like you wear it on a T-shirt. All concrete cracks.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed it'll crack.
This is not breaking news for you anyway.
No,
you've known
no.
this for years and years, over 35 years in the concrete business, Harold.
Exactly.
You've seen it over and over again. And why does concrete crack? Why does it all crack?
It all cracks, and it's from one simple reason. That's compaction. The ground beneath has to be compacted exactly, identically the same throughout the whole surface. Or when you put your concrete down, you got a soft spot, you drive on it, bang, it cracks.
That's hard to do, to create even compaction every single square inch of it.
I have builders that have said a really practice at doing that. They'll put water on it. They'll put certain materials on it that'll really compact, and they'll get a big compactor and they'll compact the heck out of it and everything. Put it down, still cracks. They may maybe instead of three cracks, they may only get one crack.
Does it drive them crazy?
Yeah, it drives them crazy. Yeah, because they're proud of their house. They're building a $3 million home that's supposed to have perfect concrete, and then they end up with a crack.
So it's inevitable.
It's inevitable.
And it could be our pool deck. It could be our patio at the backyard. And I think a lot of patios just kind of, one level at a time. Ooh, there goes another corner. Well, there goes another corner.
Yep.
Just you look at it and you see it all the time. And it's such a big job when you think about what it might take to repair it.
Yes. So in the long run, if you can live with it, maybe cover it up or. The best way is just to live with it and let it go. It's so expensive to replace just think it cracks as a minimal, as a byproduct of concrete, like exposed aggregate, maybe stamped concrete. It doesn't show as much, but with a broom finish, it'll you can see it right away because that's all there is there.
Yeah.
So, but it's one of those things that you should learn to live with it.
Well, there are answers. There are repairs. There
yes.
are ways to fix cracking and chipping and flaking. And if you want to find out a little bit more on your own, it's very easy. There are some great videos that you have on thecementstore.ca. That's your website,
yes.
Harold, alongside Okanagan Concrete. You guys are right here in Kelowna. And if they want more info on the products that you guys sell and then can deliver right to your door free of charge, thecementstore.ca for sealers, for those repair jobs that people want to do on their own concrete. But let's talk a little bit about the decorative concrete and stamped concrete. This was big in the 80s. This is when you learned this trade.
This is when it first came to North America.
This is your bread and butter, right?
Yep. Yes, yes.
What is stamped concrete and what is decorative concrete for those who don't know?
Well, in the original days, they called it stamped concrete, but it wasn't that official sexy name. So the industry started including exposed aggregate finishes. They started including stained concrete finishes. And then they all put it under an umbrella called decorative concrete.
Okay.
So that's how decorative concrete came out. So a lot of people didn't understand, what the hell is decorative concrete? Well, it could be stamped. It could be exposed. But the main product in decorative concrete is a stamped concrete.
And that gives it texture, gives it a certain look.
Yes. What you do is you put your mud down into a pad, and then you have these rubber pads, and they give you different patterns. They'll have brick pattern or a rock pattern
or a flagstone,
whatever type of pattern you want. It'll stamp it. You can have a different colors. It's amazing the colors, the combination of colors that you can make, and you can have any pattern you want. stamp it, and then, of course, the way to end it up is to seal it. Put a sealer over top to protect that surface so it doesn't wear out on you.
Is that typically the problem, that the step that gets either skipped or missed or just doesn't go down very well? Is it the sealer that really protects it?
It's the sealer that really protects it. And yet it's a very important part of the whole process. But that's where most of the people in the industry fall down on that part of it. It's not the finisher who does the stamping concrete. The sealer is not, it's just an extra thing that he has, extra process that he has to do at the end to put the to get the sail finished.
Gotcha.
So he doesn't care what he puts down. He put down anything to for that first a month or two, so that the customer satisfied, pays the bill, everything is great.
Yeah, but come on, Harold. I mean, isn't a sealer a sealer?
No, there's a why. Here's the misconception in the industry. There's a huge difference between sealers, and the reason it is because not so much of the solvents that's in it, but because of the resin. If you buy a cheap resin, costs you less money, but you go and buy an expensive resin which lasts longer, costs you more money. So this is the unknown thing in the industry that nobody sees. Nobody sees that cost difference. A resin, when you look at it, they all look alike, but it's a copolymer like I said before, you can have an really expensive resin or you can have a cheap resin. Well, a cheap resin is not going to stand up, last very long. Mm. An expensive resin is going to last 3-4 times as long. So initially you may buy a cheaper sealer, and initially it's going to last for a short period of time. But if you have a stamped concrete, it's going to be with you for a number of years. So
protect it.
Put on a better sealer at the beginning. Then you won't have a lot of these problems down the road.
You've said to me there are two types of sealers. There's water-based sealers,
yes,
and then there are solvent-based sealers.
Right.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is plain and simple. Water-based sealers allow moisture to go through. Okay, so when you put
that doesn't sound like a sealer, Harold.
It isn't.
It doesn't sound.
But it's sold as a sealer. That's the problem in the industry. It's sold as a sealer. When you put it down, it looks good, but it allows moisture to go through. So the moisture will grow through that sealer. So it's not a protective wear coat. The protective wear coat shouldn't allow anything to go through, and that happens to be a solvent-based sealer. And it's in the chemical makeup. It has to do with the molecules in the material. So water-based sealers on a floor, on a decorative concrete, they just do not work, period.
This is a growing issue. When we talk about health, when we talk about greenwashing, and when I say greenwashing, it's a term used in kind of marketing when people will put a green beautiful flower or beautiful spring pictures in pine trees because it's all natural or nature,
right,
nature-based. Certain words get used to put on certain products, but these products sometimes are inferior because they don't quite get the job done. So people come to you, Harold. I want to seal my concrete. I walk on it. My dogs and pets walk all over it. My kids are on it bare feet. I'm on it bare feet. Everybody's hanging around on my driveway and my patio pool and my walkways, but I don't want a chemical. And then I walk in, I walk out, I got chemicals on my feet, and sure, the sealer does the job, but I don't want these chemicals. And they are linked to cancer-causing problems. So
birth defects.
How do we get away from all that? And how have you gotten away from still using solvents in your product to helping the VOC product?
Well, this is the magic again of chemists, smart people.
smarter than us.
A lot smarter than us. And what our chemists now have designed, and what I asked for, is they've designed a solvent-based sealer with no cancer-causing materials in it, which is... It took a long time, a lot of research to do that. We spent like 8 months going through all the different combinations and eliminating all the solvents that would cause birth defects and cause cancer, eliminated those and come up with combinations with solvents that would actually melt our resins, because our resin is a lot thicker than everybody else's. So we need a heavier resin to melt that resin, to keep it in liquid. So we have developed what we call our EcoSeal product, which is no VOCs, no VOCs, period. So, and we've also said, you look at our websites, water-based products go down to, on the scale, they're around 100 grams per liter. Ours is 0 grams per liter. We have zero. We have no cancer causing
VOC off gases.
VOC off gases are not none in our product.
Don't exist.
They don't exist in our product.
You've gone beyond the regulations.
We've gone way beyond the regulations because we knew it was coming up. California has the stringest regulations in the world. Their regulations are, in Canada here, we're at 450 grams per liter, and the rest of a lot of states in the United States. California's now dropped theirs to 100 grams per liter. Wow. And we were going to do the same thing. We thought we'd come up with maybe 50 grams per liter. Talking to our chemists, they said, why don't we go for the whole home run and go for zero?
Amazing.
And we thought, oh, you guys are crazy too. You know, nope. We went to work, and our chemists are, like I said, smart Canadian guys.
So you've created a sealer that actually seals.
Because
that bond is everything. The way this product, you know, bonds to the concrete, the water-based stuff doesn't bond.
Doesn't bond. And it doesn't even bond it doesn't stick to each other either.
Yeah, the chipping, the flaking, we see, the discoloration where that moisture gets underneath and it changes your beautiful finish that you've spent a lot of money on.
Yes.
You have to protect it. So you've eliminated all the dangerous stuff. You've kept all the great stuff that make it a bond and a sealer how it should work.
And we didn't compromise on our resin. We still stayed with the expensive top line resin. We didn't compromise on that. That was one of the things I didn't want to compromise. Period. I wanted a wear coat that was going to stand up and last for my customer, that they don't have to have this problem every year. They're fighting it every 6 months. They're fighting it.
Well, this is the issue when. You know, if we didn't know about the concrete store, I mean, there's the cement store, which is why you're here, Okanagan Concrete here in Kelowna, we would head down to our local big box store.
Exactly.
Because I know I want to put a sealer on my driveway. And I go up to the massive wall of paint.
Yep.
And because sealers are in with the paint, because the paints are within the varnishes yep. and the paint and the primers yep. and everything's together. And I'm looking around and I see, okay, concrete sealer. Water-based, well, I know I want water-based because I don't want to use
Environmentally friendly.
Supposedly. Just grab one of these, and I'm going to be using that water-based product, which
exactly.
I know I'm going to be using next year as well.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
But why did you do this?
Well, because I've been in stamped concrete now for 20 years doing at least stamped concrete, and it's been a problem throughout my whole career, is you put down an inferior product, and it wears out. And the next thing, you got a path marks going through your stamped concrete. You got the tops are coming off. The wear. So it all came down to one word: wear coat. A wear coat. If you've got a good wear coat, that's the idea of a wear coat, anyways, to protect that surface. And without a wear coat, you can buy a cheaper product. It'll give you a temporary wear coat.
Mm-hmm.
That wear coat's gonna last for, you know, maybe 6 months. The next day, by the time it's peeling off, and you forgot. Oh, God, I put that stuff down, but I don't remember how long it lasts or whatever.
Right.
But all I know is it's coming up again.
It's a guessing game.
It is. And then you go out and buy a sealer again, and you buy the same thing all over again.
You'll do it again next year.
You'll do it again next year. So
go to you instead.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Eliminate
the problem.
Yeah. If you have a great-looking stamped concrete or decorative concrete finish on your driveway, on your patio, protect it. It can and should last for 20 years, Harold.
Absolutely. I have seen jobs where we did in Delta 20 years ago, and it looks as good as the day they put it down, simply because they used the right wear coat.
They did
our system. They did an undercoat. They did and then they did a wear coat on top of it, and then they maintained it. It's called maintenance.
Maintenance.
Maintained it, cleaned it.
Just like you would in any other part of your home, your concrete is just as important, and it's a big bill if that thing falls apart, cracks to heck, and you have to replace the whole thing.
Yeah.
So protect what you've got now and visit Okanagan Concrete and thecementstore.ca. By the way, they'll send you a sealer online. You can buy it online, and they'll ship it right to your front door. You can't miss it. Thecementstore.ca to find out more, plus the videos on thecementstore.ca. You'll find out all sorts of great things about your concrete that you never even knew of. We'll talk a little bit more about the sealers and the products that you can do at home yourself. You can apply this yourself. We'll talk about the process with Harold Spring from thecementstore.ca. More with Harold right after this.